We are learning Maseches Gom Daf Yuches Amud Beis, and we are beginning six lines from the top, but two dots. Rav Yosi v'Rabun Omar Abba Ba Mamul Boyi Omar Re'alei Eitz. We learned in the Mishnah, if someone says Re'alei carbon Eitzim, how many Eitzim you got to bring? You have to bring two logs. What about, is he allowed to bring one log? Could he say Re'alei Eitz? Boyi Omar Re'alei Eitz. So he said the halacha is maybe Gizer Echad. You bring one log. You didn't say Eitzim, you said Eitz, you bring one log. That you can bring a carbon Eitzim, one log. Omrav laws of Aslita Omrakein. I bring a raya from a Mishnah in Misachta Zuma. She's Zed carbon from the Asma, Zed carbon from the Asma. When you bring two logs, each one's its own carbon. Kehayetanin, like look at the Mishnah in Yuma. Kehayetanin Taman. Shnayim, it says they had a raffle, which carbon, which Kayin got which job. Shnayim, two Kehanim got the job, they carry Zir Eitzim. It means each one carry one Gezer Eitz. It must be a separate carbon. Kehayetanin Taman. Shnayim Biyadam, Shnek Zir Eitzim. Each one has in their hand one of these logs, so you see each log is set in carbon. So it's a little bit of a new Gemara. It's all about carbon eight, it's a new Gemara. So I'm going to tell you carbon eight is pshat. Carbon eight is pshat like this. That says in the pasuk, ki sakriv carbon mincha. And it's extra word carbon. And zokta carbon eight, we find that eight is called carbon, because it says in the pasuk, in somewhere in Nach, vagarolos hipalmu al carbon eight. So this is the makar for carbon eitzim. Carbon l'rabba is eitzim. The pasuk of kisakar carbon mincha is mimrabba the carbon eitzim. And how you know carbon means eitzim from the pasuk that says v'agarolois hipalnu al carbon eitzim. That's the carbon eitzim shal gemara. Next gemara. Now Shuvu Levi Oimer, how big were these logs? Oivin ama, it was thick ama, ba'amas sechekes, which means in a big ama, like a six, more than six tfachim. That's how thick it was. But Archum, the length was Amma Gaduma, the short Amma, a five Tvachim Amma, a short Amma. I'll explain why in a second. But first, the Gabi the Oivion, Rav Huni argues. Rav Huni Mashem Rav Ami, came in Tortani. So the second Shah Tachata means, he says it was even. If the length Amma was Gaduma, was short, the thickness was short also. Tortani means like a scale. It was even like a scale. He has two of the pshat in Tanakh. The first pshat is that it's like konam as naim, I feel a kol shu by that, even a kol shu in the thickness. And the third pshat says it's like a goyda shah, I'm not sure what that pshat is. But three pshat in Tanakh, we said the main pshat was, is that it's even. Omer Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, a fi, now why did it have to be a amma geduma, an amma that was short when in the length? You know why? Officially, hoya mokim ha-barocha la'ama la'ama. Since the mokim ha-barocha on top of the mizbeach, hachitzon, was a one amma la'ama. This is by Moshe Rabbeinu's mizbeach. Lefika, lohe ba'el ha-ama geduma, therefore you only put ha-ama geduma. But Tony came, Tak learned in a brice like that. Amma ha-yesoid, va'amma ha-soidiv, amma karkoiv. Those are three amas that were on the height of the mizbeach. It's rather not negaya this. So therefore the going takes it out of him. But on top, on the floor of the mizbeach on top, which we call it the roof of the Mizbeach, the Amma Koronis Amma Maracha. That means it was five Ammas by five Ammas, like it says in the Pasuk of Parashas Truma. You take out one Amma on each side for the Koronis, so now you're down to only three Ammas in the middle. You take out another Amma on each side for the Karkai, which means where they walked, kind of walked, and it was not a smooth place, so they shouldn't slip. That was called a Karkai. And then all you left is an Amma by an Amma for the Maracha. And therefore, these blocks had to fit into this Amma, because that's how the size of the Maracha was. Then the Maravaita explained the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah Levoina, when you use the spices, it's going to be less than a Kaimitz. Nemar Kanas Kara, Nemar Halanas Kara. How do you know that Levoina is a Kaimitz? Because it says, Vazkara, Nemar Halanas Kara. So it says by Lechem Aponim Azkara. So by lechem upon him, it says as on the sata al maracha levoy nezak of his lechem askara, and it says the gabe mincha of michas chayte the kaimitz v'sham leikumza misalt v'shmana kol levoy nezamak the kaimitz askara. So ma askara am lahalom ali kaimitz, just like the askara it says by mincha, it means the kaimitz af askara by lechem upon him kaim ali kaimitz. So basically, what we're doing is we're saying when I say a re'alei levoina, you know why I need a kaimitz? Because it says it by lechem aponim and through gzeir shava, but it says by lechem aponim that it's a kaimitz. So afraid the Gemara for learning out that the karmel levoina is learned out from lechem aponim. Ima askara omola halon madach the lechem aponim. There were two kaimitz matzim of levoina. Ima askara omola halon shnei kaimitzim. There were two kaimitzim. Af askara omola kan shnei kaimitzim. Here also you say I want to bring a karmel levoina. Maybe I have to bring two kaimitzim of levoina. Amar Rav Ila, klum lemanu lekaimitz, elam lechem aponim. We learned out the kaimitz from lechem aponim. We're doing that gersa. Mala halon, just like Balakam upon him, Kaimitz achas a possible. If one of the Kamatsim are missing, it's possible. It must be each Levina there, it's a separate carbon, because if not, it wouldn't be possible. Each Kaimitz by itself is a separate carbon. Afkan, Chaimitz achasar is possible. Also, the Chaimitz that's achasar is possible, and therefore it can't be. So, like this, the Gemara has Shvaila, let it be two Kamatsim. So, Gemara says, Lechem upon him. Is we learn from Lechem Aponim. And Lechem Aponim, missing part of Kaim is possible. How do we know about Lechem Aponim missing Kaim is possible? Because look at Mechaz Chayte. Mechaz Chayte missing part of Kaim is possible. So since by Lechem Aponim, if either one of the Kaimtsim will be missing, will be possible, vice dois, it must be, they're two separate Kabonis. So you see, each Levina has to be a Kaim, it's not two Kamatsim. That's the Makar to us, that when you say, Arei Levina, bring one Kaim, is not two Kamatsim. Because by Lechem Aponim itself, is two Kabonis. Another point that since we learn of Lechem Aponim, Om Rav Yesi, Milsa de Rav Ila, Om Rav. By the way, the Gemara 4, you could learn out that means Minchas Chayta, it just means Lechem Aponim is not Minchas Chayta. You could fit the Gersa in the Gemara either, but either way, the way we explained it is the Pshat, how to fit into the Gemara, you could work it out how you want. Next Gemara, Om Rav Yesi, Milsa de Rav Ila, Om Rav. Hamasnadev Levoinim Aviyah Bekumsay Shalkayin Hagoda. Now, it means like this, you have to explain this outside. The halacha is that how big was Levoina and Lechem Aponim? So the halacha is that take the biggest kohen on service that day, and the kohen's Levoina has to be the size of that person's kohen. Why? Because they made a geirul who should take the Lechem Aponim and be makar Lechem Aponim. Now we don't know who it's going to end up being. Whoever it is, whoever brings it, has to be the size of his kohen. So it might be the biggest kohen. So therefore, by Lechem Aponim, they always had the biggest kohen's kohen there in the Levoina. So this man the Yama says, since you learn out Levina from Lechem Aponim, so here also it should be the halacha that when you say Arei Alei Levina, you got to have the biggest kaimitz possible. That's this man the Yama held. Or Rabbi Yosi Milsa, the Rabbi Ila Amra, Hamasnadev Levina via Bekomso Shal Kain Agadol. He brings the kaimitz of the bigger kain. The Rechizkia B'Shem Rabbi Yirmiya Vafilu Bekomitz Abaylam. It could be any Baylam, whatever the Baylam is, it doesn't have to be the kaimitz of the biggest kohen. It says it's not good. There, by Lechem Aponim, that's halacha. It's a girl. Here, it's an own personal guy. So there, it could be any kohen. So don't learn out that halacha. Something more about it said in the Mishnah: Zohav lo yifchos medinar zohav. Now, dinar zohav is a nice amount. L'chayrev, if it says zohav, it could be even a nothing, a small little speck of gold. So Gemara explains. It's only if it says, I want to bring Zav with a Tzura. That's the way it says. I realize Zav, a Matbeya Tzuri, with a Tzura, with a picture. Then you have to bring the smallest Matbeya possible, which is a dinner. I'm like, it's a Tzura. You just said Zav, maybe a Fila Tzuri. You can even bring a small little fork made out of Zav, which is much, much less. You're allowed to bring that. That you're allowed to bring, that's the minimum. Now we come to the end of the Mishnah. I was very curious. What's Shisha Nadava? Why need six for Nadava? So the Gemara here has a few Pshatim. Chizkiya Omar Kenega Shisha Bati Abbas. That means according
to...
It's only in the Neder, it says, Arei Alai Zahav that has a Tzura. So then the minimum Matbeya, a Tzura means that it's a Matbeya, it's a coin. The smallest coin is Dinah Zahav. So if you say, I'm going to bring a coin, I have to bring the smallest coin.
Today's
going to
be the dollar, quarter, penny.
Right, doesn't matter. Right. Those days, the coins were gold. He said, I'm bringing gold. Yeah.
I mean, he's not mentioning the coin, he's mentioning up a tzura.
Yeah. I want gold with a tzura. I want to bring a golden coin. It says coin, I mean tzura. In those days, tzura meant coin. So he's bringing this smallest coin. But if he just says, I want to bring some gold, I really like gold, so then he can bring the smallest tzura. Zok to Gemara Vaita. We're going to finish the paragraph with Hashem. Shusha l'nadava. It says in our Mishnah, six linadava, six kupas vadava. Now, why need six kupas? So the Gemara brings a bunch of pshatim. Chizkiyah, I'm not going to get shisha about the avas. According to Chizkiyah, these six were mamish nadavas. People decide they want to bring an oil nadava, they put money in here, and the kohen brought him a nadava. Why need six? So Chizkiyah says, every day was a different, for every base av was a different kupa. Why? Because if they use one kupa, so then one day, they're going to be a very quiet day, and they're going to take out of the kupa, like one vaisav, take out of his kupa, a lot of kabanas. Why is that jealous? Because they get all the iris. They get millions of skins, they get 30 leather jackets that day. The next day, it was a busy day, and they didn't take anything out of the kupa. It's not right. So each guy had their own kupa, so you couldn't use more than blowing your kupa. You had your own kupa. This is the vaisav's kupa, and that's where they got the money from. This was no arguments. Everyone has their own kupa. That was Chizkiyah's pshat, why you have six. Every Amar will have a completely different pshat. That's a chizkis pshat. But Rabbah don't know, hold him pshat. That everyone took equally from this. But connect a sheis behemoth. We're all talking about a regular oilus adava. But there's six different behemoths. There's a par, you can bring for oilus adava. The egel, which is a small cow. The sa'ir, a goat. That ayel, Vesar is a goat. Think of an ayel and a ram. If anyone has the title in English, please help me out with this. Ayel is a ram. What's a sar? A goat? And ayel is a ram, and gedi is a kid. Okay, like we know what that is, but like a baby goat. But tleh is a sheep. A lamb. So akapanim, these are the six kabanas that you could bring for ayelos. They have six things. Shmuel Amar, a whole different shah. Shmuel says these kupos were not for nadavas. They were for moiser ha-karbon. There's certain moiser kabanas, I remember earlier in Mishkalim, that if something left over, you goes to kitzim mizbeach. And there's six different kabanas. So can I get shisha kabanas? Six kabanas. What? Kine zavim. The kine zavim is extra of that. That's the carbon that zav brings. Kine zavos. Kine ledas. Chatos. Bashamos. Menachos. Vasiris eifa. Which is seven, by the way, Moshe, if you're counting. So, it's seven. What's going on? It's a six. What's his karmas? So, there's different shalom to answer. Either kinizav is considered one, so that's why Mac knocks down to six, or you're not garis menachos, that's another pshat. But akabonim, either way, there are six kabonis here that the moisture, the extra, goes to kitzim's back. That's why we had six kupois. Incidentally, in Mishnayis, if you look at the Rav and the thing, that it's kinizav is all one, then you have chatas shamas, you have only five. And the sixth one was for the davis, regular davis. That's how it says in the Barat Nura. I think the Rambam Prishnayis was like that. Also, different than the Gemara. Hold them shout in the Gemara. Like upon him, those are three shots we have in the Gemara. Either Bati Aves, or connected to each behema, or connected to the six kabanas that have Moisim. So let's do more about it. When Yoyosh became Melech in the first place of Mikdash, it's the middle of the first place of Mikdash, his grandmother Aslio wanted to be the queen, wanted to be the king. And they sent her packing. She did a lot of her Zara. And Yoyosh took over. When Yoyosh took over, they were going to have to redo everything. The whole base of Mikdash was in terrible shape. They had to collect money for the base of Mikdash. And Yoyosh appointed Yehuda Kohen Gadol to be in charge of recuperating and revamping the whole base of Mikdash. So it says over here like this: Ksiv ukechaloisam heviu lefnei Hamelach Yehuda es shara kesef. Vayaseu keil meis Hashem. They came with Hashem. Klisharis. Vahaolos vekipos vklizav vekesav yu malam oilos meis Hashem tam vekol meyod. And they were able to bring oilos. They had a lot of money. That's what it says in the Pasuk. Now, Roshim Rav Nachashim Reyes Nama Shtei Nadavis Asa. He made two charity boxes for this. Two boxes to hold the Nadavis. Why? Because we see, and there's two different psukim. One Pasuk says that Vayayma HaMelech Vayasu Oren Echad Yetneu Veshar Beis Hashem Chutzah. It's a pasuk of Yamim that he made a Oren to put money in, and he put it outside the Beis Hamikdash. Everyone should give money towards the Beis Hamikdash. That's one pasuk of Yamim. Another pasuk says Vayikach Chahada a Koyin Oren Echad. Vayikach Charbadal. They made a hole in the door like a pushka. Vayiknoi say Eitzam Asbeach Biyamin. You put it next to the Asbeach. So it's a stira. Zok this man Yamim. There are two boxes. One box they put outside the Beis Hamikdash, and one box they put on the right side of the Asbeach. Shtei Nedavis Asa. Tani the very small on top of your testament aleph. Tani very small. Dov achas was only one box. The chsiv vayyem amelch v'yasu orin echad vayitnei bayachol beis Hashem. Says orin echad. So he holds one orin. I beis Hashem yikav chor bedalta. Freit the Gemara v'chsiv vayyem amelch v'yasu orin echad vayitnei b'shar beis Hashem chutzah. It says he put it outside the beis hamikdash. So it says if it's only one orin, how could it be the heichal beis Hashem and outside at the same time? One orin can't be in two places at one time. And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Pnei HaTameim. You're right. They only put on one Oren. They put it on the side of the Beit Mizbeach. But then, because of the Tameim, they saw they're going to move it outside. So it was like two steps. First, they had it next to the Mizbeach. Then they said, "Oh, what? This is for rehabbing the Beis HaMikdash." After Yoyosh came king, he was a tzaddik. But until then, there were a lot of Rishonim. So they used the Mizbeach, used the Beis HaMikdash for the Zara, and it was in terrible disrepair. It had to be repaired. They needed money. There was no money. So they put these tzedakah boxes to people that could collect money for the Beis HaMikdash. So one of them says there's two boxes. The other one says there was only one box. This is also for klisharis, everything. They didn't have anything. Oilis, everything.
So they
didn't,
in none, it was on top of the six
coopers? They didn't have any coopers. The whole Beis HaMikdash was in disarray at that point. They didn't have anything. So he made these two boxes, and the question was the stira. One says Beis Hashem, Beis Hashem, one says it was outside. Teretz is, there was two. But the one said it was one. What do you do with the pasuk? Teretz is the first daughter of next to the Mizbech. After they moved it outside, Rav Chisto, whoever this is, Rav Huna, he says, Pshat, Ach lo yeosa Beis Hashem, Sefais Kesem Zimrais. He wants to make a raya that it's two boxes wide. Because in one pasuk it says they didn't use it for Kli Sharis. That's this pasuk over here that says Ach lo yosa beis Hashem sipais kesef mezimres v'zikos chatzos kli zav. They didn't do it from this. That's a pasuk malachim. The pasuk in Devar Yom says they made Kli Sharis with it. It says v'yaseu kelim beis Hashem Kli Sharis. So it's a stira. It must be there were two different boxes. One was used for Kli Sharis and one was used. Not the Kli Sharis. Like upon him, he brings a riot to the Pshat that has two boxes. Hadun Allah, Perach, Yigimel Shefres, Linad, those are finished. Why don't you